This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Resource Center on Enterprise. My name is Audrey Raj. It's the last Tuesday of the month, and as usual, we are joined by our friends from Open Minds Resources for our monthly dose of digital marketing updates, Daryl Tan and Ryan Ng. Thanks again for coming in, guys. Ryan, I know you have some juicy goss about some exciting new updates that we can expect from platforms like YouTube and Facebook, but Daryl, I'm going to let you go first. Let's talk about how some of the big players are improving your ad services for advertisers and publishers.
Great. So as you know, nowadays when you go online, social media, if you really want to do well, you really have to spend some money on it, right? So this may excite all the advertisers and marketers out there who are buying ads, especially on LinkedIn and also, of course, Facebook.
Okay.
So LinkedIn has just released a complete overhaul of its campaign manager. Right, designed to make it easier to create campaigns that fit all your important marketing objectives.
Right.
Right, then it's followed by also Facebook, where it's interesting because their Facebook audience network ads that now can be also bought via Google's open bidding program.
Oh, they've connected.
Yes, they've connected. And of course, Facebook is also introducing their new search ads, similar to how like Google is doing it on their search ad tool, right? So now you can also search on Facebook, the search bar, and some of it might be ads as well.
I guess that's helpful. But, you know, let's focus on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's like they've come at this full force. They are trying to get marketers on the platform.
Yes.
Have they recognized that this is a great monetizing option?
Oh, yeah. I think it's long time coming for LinkedIn. They've really been monetizing, especially on their talent search all this while. While that, I think, is yielding them quite a bit of revenue, they also have garnered a huge base of professional. They've got a huge base of students. There's a community there. In which is very good as well for advertisers. And therefore, we think that, you know, this is a good time for them to really spruce up their ad buying manager. So it helps actually marketers to be more familiar. Because nowadays, most marketers will jump on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn is still one of the more expensive places to buy ads. But I think... Well, I can't say for sure, but I'm sure there are ways right now, or rather in the future, they will bring down the ad spend or the minimum budget and so on, whereby it makes it easier as well for marketers and advertisers to log in and self-serve.
Okay, so they've overhauled their campaign manager. How is it easier to work on LinkedIn right now?
Yeah, so now basically it's an overhaul of their whole dashboard. Right. So in this case, it's easier to measure real-time impact of businesses into creating ads. There's easier navigation around combining multiple screens into a single screen, easy to navigate flow, fewer pages to click through. So basically, the whole UI UX of the manager, the ads manager, has been improved. And this actually helps a lot because if you have an ad manager that is so difficult to use, it can be quite scary, especially if you want to self-serve, right? It's not straightforward. You don't have a systematic way of going through your ads. It can be very scary for marketers and ad buyers as well. It can be confusing and you don't know what you're buying because it's money that you're spending on. You see, so this improvement, we believe that it really benefits all those who are buying ads, especially on LinkedIn, and can try it out as well.
Okay, does it help with the whole targeting experience?
Yeah, so the whole targeting experience, whether it's the targeting of demographic and so on, I feel that it has maybe probably improved, right? And the way you navigate through it, has also improved, right? But again, LinkedIn, to my understanding, LinkedIn already has a very good breakdown of targeting because you're able to target in terms of profession, in terms of industry, years of experience, looking out for a job, and so on, right? So the targeting is still very specific towards whether it's B2B or to professionals, but it does help.
Okay. I also understand that there's a new live ad preview option.
Yes. So the live ad preview, see what your ad looks like as being built.
Oh.
Right, so you can just see this very simply on the dashboard as well. And this does help. It gives you assurance. Right? It gives you a certain amount of assurance, how your ad will actually look like, where it will be targeted to, and so on. It does give a bit of comfort, right? And a bit more visualization on how your ad actually appears on a user screen.
Okay, let's move on to Facebook and their Facebook Audience Network.
Yes, so Facebook Audience Network has always been something very interesting. And now to expand this and to maximize your ad spend, now you can also buy this via Google's open bidding program, right? So the header bidding was launched since 2017 March, and additional bidding support for in-app ads has helped increase CPM and more revenue for publishers throughout this 2 to 3 years in that sense. So now with the combination, it makes it easier. It aims to make advertisers compete harder for same advertising space and increase revenues as well for them. Yeah, so this is a way of making it more seamless, more integrated, and of course a wider reach of audience.
Yeah, and then of course that whole Facebook search ads, you know, because now everything's at your fingertips, right? Even the ads, you can search for the ads. I think this is going to be really useful, because sometimes I've noticed some ads on Facebook, and then, you know, like 2 weeks later, I'm like, still considering it, and then I don't know where to find it.
Yes,
already, right?
And it's interesting now, because Facebook adhered to a more transparent way of working. So even on pages right now, you can see what ads are being bought for each brand page, right? There's a way to find out, just a few clicks of a button in the page, you can find out whether they're running ads and what ads they're running on. To us here, Open Minds, we find that having search ads on Facebook will still take quite some time to grow to a certain extent. I guess it's also depending what you're searching for, because the go-to search is still always Google, widely so, right? And searching for something on Facebook can be something quite foreign. If you're not searching for, let's say, a brand page, or you're searching for some sort of nearby entertainment or a friend, usually you don't go in and type on Facebook life hacks or hacks of how to fix your broken table, for example, right? So it is quite difficult, or it's more of an educational curve again. Right. But it does add some spice to its options for ad buying when you have Facebook search ads as well.
Okay, so these updates, you know, how do you see them benefiting marketers?
So to summarize the whole benefit, right, it really helps advertisers maximize their approach on the objectives, the targeting objectives. The options now that you have in terms of targeting and community and segmentizing your audience, there are a lot more options as well. For marketers as well, for publishers, in fact, also, there's inviting multiple demand sources to bid, you know, there's unified auction. This really brings things more focused, right? And you, for publishers and advertisers, I guess, you just have that option, right? And now it's easier to even buy things on your own, self-serve, right? That's where LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram is all getting to as well. The interesting thing I've been seeing so far, what's funny, is that Waze, this is something extra, Waze is also pushing on a lot on advertising. And the funny part is, they're using Facebook to push Waze ads. So that's a bit ironic, right? It's a bit ironic using Facebook's advertising to try to drive people to use Waze advertising. That's been appearing a lot, especially on my timeline as well. So that's interesting to see.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Ryan, I think it's now time to spill the tea. What have you heard from the grapevine? This is what I've been looking forward to all day.
So first thing first, I think this is like it's more of a heads up for YouTube creators. So rumors have it that YouTube is purging spam accounts from in terms of subscribers. So over the next few days, YouTube creators, don't be surprised if you see your YouTube subscribers number dropping. Mm. But that's good news for you because, you know, it means that your users, you guys are getting, you know, receiving subscribers from an authentic community instead of like, you know, fake ones.
Right.
You have, may have 1 million subscribers. If half of them are spam accounts, you're only getting, you know, you're not getting quality views. So, yeah. How would you know about this? Is you know, if your channel has had spam subscribers removed, you'll receive a notification banner on your YouTube Studio or Class Creator Studio. So okay, you'll be informed. Don't worry about that. The next gossip I've heard is this is quite an exciting update because all this while Facebook groups admins, you know, they have it hard because if your group is big and then people are throwing profanities, throwing taboo words, throwing things that are not supposed to be mentioned.
Spamming.
It's very hard for you to keep track of all of it, especially if you have hundreds or thousands of members in your group.
Right.
So this new feature from Facebook that is, you know, rumored to be coming out is a keyword alert features where, you know, group admins will be can include a few keywords in a list of words they don't want to be mentioned in their page. So like F-bombs, profanity, taboo words, and every time these are mentioned in their group, they receive a notification telling that, you know, someone mentioned this word, and it's straight up go on the page, go on to the group and remove these comments, remove these you know, postings, which is very, very good for Facebook admins.
Yeah, that's going to be really handy for admins.
Yeah, the life will be much easier. I think.
Alright, more. Give us more.
Alright, okay. Lastly, we've heard that, you know, Facebook is currently developing a cryptocurrency. So this cryptocurrency is rumored to be designed to make it easier to transfer money on WhatsApp.
Facebook is developing a cryptocurrency to be transferred on WhatsApp.
Yes, yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, the reason why they're doing it is reportedly to be focused on India, to be used to help Indian workers abroad transfer money home.
Right.
Yeah, okay. It is because, you know, for that, international transfers are expensive and it's an issue that a lot of startups are trying to resolve nowadays, especially using cryptocurrency. But with Facebook, their efforts will be focused around creating something called a stable coin based on the US dollar's value. So this is to avoid, you know, being as volatile as cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, where, you know, the value fluctuates every day.
Yeah.
So they're trying to create something that's more stable.
Mm.
But the catch here is stablecoin, all the efforts so far to create stablecoin has been failures or there's been like controversies around it. So it'd be interesting to see how Facebook is going to build this from scratch.
Okay, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see some of our predictions from that last episode in 2018 coming to fruition already. Okay, you're going to keep us up to date on this specific update,
for
right,
sure,
Ryan?
For sure.
Okay, cryptocurrency on WhatsApp. What next? All right, that is a wrap for our digital marketing updates this month. For the latest digital marketing news, you know what to do. Go visit the Open Minds website at openmindsresources.com, or you can catch up on our digital marketing podcast on the BFM website, bfm.my, the BFM app, and you can also find us on Spotify. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Daryl Tan and Ryan Ng from Open Minds Resources, thank you for listening to Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.